UN demands illegal aliens get equal access to healthcare. By Virginia Hale on January 23, 2019. The UN World Health Organization, WHO, is demanding Europe create culturally sensitive, refugee-friendly healthcare systems which provide equal access to public health services for third world migrants regardless of their legal status. In its first report on the health of non-European migrants living on the continent, WHO Europe cites xenophobia and sovereignism, the defense of national sovereignty, as major barriers in the way of establishing refugee and migrant-friendly healthcare systems across the entire region. According to the globalist Heath body, which says it is making progress in implementing its goals, Europe should provide quality and affordable health coverage as well as social protection for all refugees and migrants regardless of their legal status through systems which are culturally and linguistically sensitive. In a foreword which describes population movement as a defining phenomena of our time as a result of global economic inequalities, WHO Migration and Health Program Chief Santino Severoni declares that the contribution of refugees and migrants in developing the societies in which we currently live should not be forgotten, claiming migration has always been the reality for Europe. The most important is the access to health services. To improve their health, it is important to fill the gap for access to basic care, Severoni told AFP. Alleging that health is very politicized and used as a tool of fear, Severoni claimed that, in the face of people and some governments reacting emotionally when it comes to newcomers because of the lack of information and data, that the report provides a wonderful opportunity to diffuse false myths, misperceptions and negative narrative. Examples include there being only a very low risk of the host population contracting infectious diseases from third world migrants despite the widespread assumption to the contrary, according to the WHO report and press release, both of which evidence this by alleging that a significant proportion of migrants and refugees who are HIV positive acquired the infection after they arrived in Europe. The other common misperception supposedly diffused by facts in the document is the belief there are too many refugees and migrants in European nations, with the WHO exposing this as a myth with the statement that international migrants make up only 10%, 90.7 million, of the total population in the WHO European region. Less than 7.4% of these are refugees. In addition, it warns that Western culture poses new health dangers to migrants, as they are likely to eat more unhealthy food and do less physical exercise than they would in their homelands. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.